When you need to know what's really happening, keep it on Callow. News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Callow.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business, the Affordable Care Show, week six of our series. And in the studio today, Lisa Carlson from Sanford, Abby Vanderwerth, Holt McDowell. We have Deb Muller that is with us from Avera, and Linda Ross, who is the CEO of the Community Healthcare Association of the Dakotas, in the studio as well. And again, we're not taking calls, but if you want to call in 336-1320 and you want to give us a question, Mark Brown, who is the gatekeeper for the Greg Belfried Show, is going to keep us informed. Or if you want one of the guests to call you back after the show or do that, feel free to do that. The question that came in during the break was, how will the Veterans Administration play into this? Lisa, you want to take that?
Sure. We talked a little bit about how other insurance plans, such as Medicare, plays into this. VA, I assume this individual is talking about TRICARE or TRICARE for Life, and those plans are not affected. So if you have coverage already through VA Medical Center, through TRICARE or TRICARE for Life, you already covered by insurance, and your insurance is considered affordable, and it meets minimum essential requirements. And so there would be, in almost most cases, no need for you to go to healthcare.gov and look for other insurance.
Abby, one of the things, and I get to be the ears during the breaks when we don't have the mics on, you were talking about questions you're getting from businesses involving spouses. Tell us what you're getting and how you're answering.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things that come into play here. I would say, first of all, when some of these employers are looking at affordability, they realize that it's based on the single premium, and so they want to stay compliant with that. So they might be skinnying down their contribution to an employee spouse, employee children, or family tier, and bumping up their contribution to their single premium to stay in compliance with the law. But on the flip side, they also know that if a spouse is eligible for their plan, that may disqualify them from getting a premium subsidy on the marketplace if they were to go there and look for a policy. So some employers are actually talking about not offering coverage to spouses. They would still offer it to dependent children because that's one of the requirements of the law, but cutting spouses out of their plan. Or in our case, we are starting to see more spousal carve-outs, meaning that they do offer a spouse tier of coverage, but if that spouse has access to employer-sponsored coverage, that they would not be eligible for that business's plan.
I always ask the panelists to send me some questions or some bullet points, and I've got 10 bullet points here, and I'm going to just throw them out and let any one of the four answer these. And if you're looking at the 10 in a specific order, I probably will change that. It wouldn't be the first time I ever did that. But one of the things that I saw was, if you have an individual policy and you haven't heard from your agent carrier lately, maybe you should be asking some questions or reviewing your policy. Who wants to grab that?
You should be receiving a letter here in the next 2 weeks regarding the status of your individual policy. Now, if you've had your policy since before March 23rd, 2010, you're fine. You're in a grandfathered policy. If you've had no changes to it since March 23rd, 2010, and there's a high likelihood that you likely aren't going to be receiving a letter, but talk to your insurance agent and say, am I in a grandfathered plan? Am I in a non-grandfathered plan? If I'm in a non-grandfathered plan, which simply means that I'm on a policy that was issued after March 23rd, 2010, then you're going to be receiving a letter more than likely. And talk to your agent about where that letter is at, or speak directly to your carrier or to your issuer about the status of that particular letter. All of us as issuers or carriers are taking a little bit slightly different approach in terms of timing. Some of us are going out last week, some went out this week, some of us are going out within the next 2 weeks to making sure that people know that the plan that they're currently on is not an Affordable Care Act compliant plan, and so they'll be moving or transitioning January 1st to a new one. In some instances, I've heard even with national carriers, they're actually just sending out cancellation notices, but there are provisions that they have to have in place so that people understand that, are notified of that, and are given an acknowledgement that they need to change their plan in order to maintain coverage.
Point two, if you don't have coverage and you need it, look at the various health plan options and work with an agent to help you find something that's going to be suitable for you, whether it be now, for January 1st, or beyond.
Yep, and all of us have individual platforms, too, on our websites that you can go to look at the various plan designs that are currently available now for December 2013 effective dates, but more importantly for January 1st, 2014 effective dates as well. And that's available through each one of our carrier websites.
And for those that don't have insurance, this is really who everyone is focusing on, including the community healthcare associations, the hospitals, the clinics. I mean, we're all focusing on those that don't have insurance because that's really was the ultimate goal of the Affordable Care Act was to cover those who don't have insurance. And both the hospital systems in the state have processes in place to identify and connect with those who don't have health insurance to at least send them down the path of evaluating what are your options to get you health insurance. Even though you're sick and you're in the hospital today, that doesn't preclude you from getting health insurance anymore. And so sending those people and connecting them with the right individuals to help them get insurance is a really important part of this process. And I feel we're fortunate in a state like South Dakota where we have great healthcare systems that will take care of these individuals.
This is the shortest of the points, and you may be able to jump in here with your second part of it. Healthcare.gov is still unsteady. Anybody that thinks it's steady?
No.
Well,
it's not steady yet.
I was just saying that I think the website now is shut down from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every night. And during that period, before it was open 24 hours a day. So now that it's shut down from 1 to 5 a.m., they're doing fixes, which is obviously needed. There seems to have been improvements that we see. We see more files coming through from the government, which means more people are getting through. So the fixes, albeit slow and painful, seem to be alleviating the process a little bit.
Makes sense to me. Both individuals and small groups, be patient. If you have coverage, maybe don't worry so much about it and go out there when they announce it's ready. Is that a fair way to approach it?
You know, I think to that point is, you know, for small groups, they want to get ready for 1-1, but ultimately they can still purchase plans outside of the marketplace. So they can certainly be working on that right now. Same with individuals. If you think you qualify for a subsidy and you really want to go through the marketplace and you're having problems, just have a little patience. If you don't want to even go down that road or if you're comfortable with where you're at today, you can always purchase a plan that's not through the marketplace through one of these carriers that we have in our fine state. So there are options for everybody and there are ways to find coverage right now.
Linda, question that I made as number 10, you're going to have community meetings. Where are they going to be? And should they actually wait until after the system is up and running?
Well, we've got meetings all over the place. We don't have very many here in Sioux Falls yet because our community health center that is located here in Sioux Falls has decided it's better to wait until the system is up and have people come to them. So their community health center is open. Folks come in there for services when they do come in there. And many of those folks may not have insurance now, and we can identify that. They're certainly talking to them about those options. In more of the rural areas, which it's a little bit harder for folks to get out and get this information, we have certainly some meetings planned, and I've got a whole list of them in Yankton and Redfield and Crooks and Gregory, all over the place. And we've got a list. We're going to put them on our website. We've got something in Sioux Falls at the Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, which would be a presentation in Spanish for Spanish speakers. So we are trying to cover every aspect that we can because, again, for community health centers, we're dealing with folks who may have under insurance, maybe underinsured, or may not have insurance at all. So this is pretty new for all of them. So we're trying to do an education piece to it and also provide them the opportunity to get onto the marketplace and figure out what they need with regards to healthcare.
Let's, with each of you, give contact information right now. Linda, you mentioned that they could go to your website, and that website is?
www.communityhealthcare.net.
And Deb, for Avera?
855-MY-AVERA or www.averahealthplans.com.
Lisa.
SanfordHealthPlan.com or call 605-328-7000.
And Abby.
We are www.HowaltMcDowell.com. Yes, try and spell that. Or 800-584-7054.
Affordable Care. We'll be back. Take another break. It's all a part of It's Your Business on this Wednesday. Welcome back to It's Your Business, the Affordable Health Care Act. It's a week number. FBS. Yeah. Well, you know, that's as close as some of the things that are being said. I mean, we all need a haircut from time to time or need to have something done. Our guest today, Linda Ross, CEO of the Community Healthcare Association of the Dakotas, Deb Muller from Avera, Lisa Carlson, Sanford, Abby Vanderworth, Holt McDowell. Last week, there were some new rules for flex spending accounts with a carryover provision, and there are a lot of things to stay on top of. Abby, I would think maybe you might have an answer to that.
Yes, so we've seen the media go crazy over this one and certainly have gotten a lot of questions on it. So basically what happened in fourth quarter of 2013, they wrote new rules that say for medical flexible spending accounts, they're now going to allow an employer to allow their employees to carry over up to $500 to the following plan year. And so really this is going to impact every group a little bit differently. It matters if you have a grace period currently or if you don't. Certainly if you have questions on this, you're going to want to talk to your plan administrator because there will be some amendments that need to be issued in order to take advantage of this carryover rule. And I think the other thing is you want to make sure that it makes sense for you. It's an employer decision. It's not mandated. So do what's in the best interest of your employees.
We've got about 8 minutes left in our segment, and I wanted a discussion where we're at and where we're going to go from here and when we're going to get there. Deb, you're right beside me. You're the lucky one that gets to answer first. Where are we going to go from here, and are we going to have people that are going to feel comfortable with insurance in 2014?
I've always said this is one step in a very long journey. We tried installing Medicare back in the 1960s, and we still haven't gotten that right yet. So is 2014 going to be a year of stability within the insurance industry? Absolutely not. It's going to be a year of uncertainty and uncertainty for a lot of different folks as we go through this transformative process. In the individual market, I think that people who have not been able to get access to insurance will, for the first time, be able to get access to insurance. The folks that were uninsured and people that felt it was too expensive to get insurance through tax credits, if they're patient using the system, will be able to get that. In the small group market, I think that's probably one of the most dynamic marketplaces that exists right now because they're trying right now to figure out whether or not they should do an early renewal, as Abby said earlier, or if they should take a QHP plan or if they should walk away from employee benefits in totality. And in the large group market, which is pretty insulated from the effects of the Affordable Care Act, they're still looking down the line at 2015 and saying, what kind of penalties are going to be in place for me? So this is a very transformational time for the industry. No one can predict where it's going to go.
Lisa, let me ask you a different side of that. We're hearing a lot of people saying, my doctors aren't going to take me anymore. I'm not going to have doctors to take care of us. And they're concerned that they're not going to have the health care when 2014 or 2015 comes that's going to give them the doctor of their choice, the care of their choice, or be able to afford it.
Well, I don't agree with that statement, to be honest. There's plenty of health plans, all the options that are sitting here today include comprehensive provider networks. We have not changed our provider networks because of the Affordable Care Act. The provider networks that we have built in place 10 years prior to the Affordable Care Act are the same networks we're offering to our enrollees that are now eligible for the exchange plans, either on or off the exchange as an individual or through an employer group. So none of us have reacted in a way where we are limiting consumers' choice to their providers. Our networks have not changed today. And so I think that it's important, obviously, when you do enroll and pick any plan of your choice, that you are picking a plan that includes the doctors that you want to see or continue to see. But there's also a group of individuals who are willing to say, if you give me a cheaper premium, I'm willing to limit myself to a different network or a smaller network. And so right now today, there in our state, there are very few, you know, options with that, I guess, that limited network option. That may be an opportunity in the future. And insurance companies, like all companies, they react to what consumers want. I mean, we're still in the end trying to sell something. We're still in the end trying to compete with other insurance companies, which means we need to keep things affordable or people won't buy our products. And so always reacting to what the individuals want to buy is front and foremost whenever we're doing new product development, obviously, and making sure that we're selling something that consumers want is always very important.
Insurance agents are involved with both Sanford and Avera. And what we had talked about a couple of weeks ago was, you know, you'll be hearing or can hear from your agents, much like the questions we had today. If you haven't heard from somebody, call them. They're the ones that have had your policy. Don't be scared to ask the questions. And I guess we'll go to Abby, and I know you do a lot of business side of it, but whether it's businesses or it's the individual, you need to be talking to somebody about what's in it for you.
Yeah, and actually that question kind of stemmed from a personal situation of mine. My in-laws asked me to look at their policy, and I think for me, it was kind of an eye-opener because they said, oh, yeah, our agent said, you're fine, don't worry about anything. But they didn't even ask any details because they quite frankly didn't know what to ask. And so when you throw out terms like grandfathered versus non-grandfathered, they look at you like you have 10 heads. And so you really need to make sure that it's someone you trust. And if it's not, call your insurance company because they're going to give you the most accurate information. Same thing with small group and large group. I mean, there are going to be things changing all the time. I've said this before. I think this is one of the most volatile times in health insurance ever. Regulations are issued and changed and defined every single day. We learn something new every single day. And so keep asking the questions and make sure that you're comfortable with the answers that you're getting.
Linda Ross is the CEO of CHAD, that's the North and South Dakota Community Healthcare Association. From your end of it, I ask you what people should be doing from November 6th to January 1st. And you told me simply shop and look at the plans. Don't sit there and listen to everything that's around you. Do some studying, do some of your own due diligence.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I want to, again, remind the listeners is this has been created because there are a lot of folks across the country who don't have insurance. And so there are individuals out there who don't have agents that they work with presently. And that was part of the reason why this has become the law of our land. So those folks aren't, you know, connected with an insurance agent. So that is where my group, the certified application counselors and the navigators across the state are here to help because they don't have a mechanism to get the information. So, you know, I just want the listeners to understand that they can find those folks by going to healthcare.gov, find local help and putting in their zip code, and they'll get folks that can help them. And the hospital systems are also on there. So there are a lot of places for them to get information. So that's what I would tell people is go and find who can help you if you have questions and don't wait.
We have 2 minutes left. Anybody want to grab the mic for something that we have left unopened today?
I would just say that 2014 is a very important year, and the things that all the insurance companies across the nation and, to be quite honest, the government, the Department of Health and Human Services are keeping an eye on is how many, what's the mix of people enrolling in the insurance exchange? Is it a good mix of young and healthy along with some of our older individuals and sicker individuals? Because who enrolls this year will affect what the premiums are in 2015, which insurance companies start that evaluation process in at spring and summer. And so making sure that there's a successful rollout, which is the government's intent, obviously, requires that a good mix of young individuals purchase insurance to balance that risk pool out. Because if the only people that enroll are some of our older individuals and those individuals with health conditions, then that will adversely affect how the premiums look for the next year and the year after that. So it is without a doubt a very important thing to monitor is the mix of individuals that are purchasing coverage through this next year.
One last comment. Who wants to grab it?
I'll take one comment, and that is for everyone that is out there, please do not fall susceptible to the fact that I'll be able to get insurance when I'm in the emergency room. That's one thing that I hear very often is I don't have to worry about gaining coverage because I don't need it, but if I do need it, it'll be there for me, and I can purchase it then. In the emergency room, you won't be able to get insurance coverage.
Linda Ross, CEO of Community Healthcare, Deb Muller-Avera, Lisa Carlson-Sanford, Abby Vanderwerth, Holt McDowell, we appreciate you being with us. Our show for the rest of the year, the plan is that we will now be every other week. So 2 weeks from today, November 20th, we have put together a great panel to take your questions, and we've invited all of them back. We hope that they will join us. And then December 14th and December 18th, if there is any additional information, we have 10 hours of business broadcasting a week we will share with you. And we appreciate all of you today. And appreciate the fact that we've been able to share more information about the Affordable Health Care Act. When we come back,